Yeah, I certainly think it is, Ash, and good for Donegal football. You know, it's very strange the way it hasn't been completely confirmed yet. I'm not sure what in the background is the issue. It looks like it was about to be announced maybe today, and it's been put off. I'm not sure what that is. I hope it's not a bad sign, but certainly from a Donegal perspective, is with Ciara Lacy obviously having to step away, family commitments, obviously giving so much to Donegal, who are you going to bring in? And geographically, Donegal, you know where we're at in the country in terms of bringing a guy in from a top county. You know, obviously with Tyrone, the issues with the rivalry between themselves and ourselves. You're going down as far then, I suppose, into somewhere like a Mayo native that's got that type of All-Ireland experience. Sure, he didn't want it, but, you know, as you say, came so close each time to Dublin, and looking back at it, no one's got anywhere near Dublin since that in terms of being competitive. So for a guy to come in the dressing room for Declan Bonner in his second year, you know, after a very encouraging first year in many regards, it's a huge boost to have someone with that type of know-how, that run in All-Ireland. He probably learned, you know, obviously learned so much with Mayo, you know, his experience of Cora Flynn as well. So a very knowledgeable guy. And I think it's someone that's in the dressing room that the lads will surely listen to and take his word on board. And so obviously so will Declan and his team on the line.
That's a big move then by Declan Bonner.
It completely shocked me when I heard about it. It's the last thing I would have thought about. And as I say, just in terms of even for him, you know, to get to Donegal training, we know the commitment levels now. Is he expected to be there every night? If it is, it's a massive commitment. You know, he has a young family too. He's a branch manager. I think he's in Castlereagh there, worked for AIB. So, huge commitment though to get the convoy and everything that goes with sport now to be completely on board. You know, maybe Bono will give him a bit of time, a bit of leeway on certain evenings, but you know, big commitment from him too. And, you know, very surprising one, I suppose, Osh, in terms of for Rochford himself, someone that's been this close to the history of winning that All-Ireland with Mayo and being where he is, to now joining a Donegal setup. You know, it's you know, many ways, I suppose, it's a step down. Rashford would be in a position where he could actually take the full Donegal job. So it's a strange one there for Rashford himself. But I think for Bonner, you know, if he's helped talk him into that, and he's, you know, obviously excited by a lot of the young players Donegal have come in, it's probably a good sign for us around Rochford's look at Donegal in terms of how they're trying to play in their team. And, you know, fair play to Bonner, you know, if it does get called in that he's brought in, I think it's a good move for us.